Good evening. Welcome to the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting of Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008. It's 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Jack Van Aken, chair of the committee. I sent out an agenda to members today. There will be an open session followed by a closed session. I'm hereby calling this meeting to order. I will call the roll. A.C. Berg is not present. Ifeanyuan Gaza, not present. Sarv Randhawa, not present. Nia Bediako,
present.
Doc Bethune. Doc? It's unmuting.
I'm here. I couldn't unmute my phone.
Okay, good. Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Catherine Davis is not present, and Jack Van Aken is present. So I note that we have a quorum, and I would like to appoint a timekeeper. Is there a volunteer to serve as timekeeper?
I will.
Okay, Nia. Thank you very much. Moving on to approval of agenda, we'll only look at the open session agenda. There's one item on it, severance policy proposals for national office staff. I've sent the various proposals. There are two recent proposals out via email this afternoon. They're each about one sentence long. I'm thinking that probably the most productive thing the committee could do here is to request that the CFO give us an estimate or a calculation of what those different proposals policy proposals would actually cost us in real dollar terms. I hope people think that's a good idea. Does anyone have a better idea or think it's a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea because we really need to know what the dollar impact is going to be.
Also that was requested from the last ED in D.C.
Yes.
Right. Yes, and I have the motion right here for his informational purposes. This was approved unanimously September 21st in D.C. It was Kathy Davis's maybe a substitute or amendment to a motion on severance for the national office staff. PMB supports in principle that the national staff be provided a severance package. The executive director will provide information on the possible scenarios for severance to the finance committee, which will make a financial impact and analysis and make this analysis available to the full PNB.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as somebody pointed out to me this afternoon, we don't have an ED, so that motion is pretty much moot. And there have been two proposals which seem to each be based at least possibly on the two collective bargaining agreements that we know have severance policies or provisions in them. The one was recently suggested by our counsel, Dan Siegel, and was endorsed by our CFO, which would be, quote, something along the lines of 1 week of pay for each year of service. Hi, who joined us?
This is Afia.
Oh, hi, Afia. Welcome. We're just going over a couple of the severance proposals that have come out of our organization for the national office staff. The first is the most recent, endorsed by Pacific Council Dan Siegel and the CFO, something along the lines of 1 week of pay for each year of service with a minimum of 1 month plus health care for 6 months, which I think would be a COBRA payment. Which Dan says would be consistent with union agreements and not a budget buster. Now, there was another proposal which had been suggested by Dominga Estrada, our former HR director, last summer, which would be suggested severance for national 1 day for every month of service, 2 weeks pay in lieu of notice, which has passed. I think when you look at the collective bargaining agreements for KPFK and WBAI, they each have a cap of 5 weeks severance pay. in the KPFK agreement, it says up to a maximum of 5 weeks and the minimum of 2 weeks, regardless of length of service. In WBAI's agreement states that there'll be a maximum of 125 days, which is 5 weeks. So I think maybe we would think it reasonable to include a cap of 5 weeks. But what I'm suggesting for FIA's sake is that the committee could request of the CFO to calculate what the dollar amount impact of each of the two proposals would be so that we have a real-world assessment of what this really would mean.
Okay. I can agree to that. I think that's a good idea. And 5 weeks maximum also sounds very reasonable. And I think that's something that would be workable.
Okay.
And it seems the CFO is in agreement with that also.
Okay.
I would withhold any judgment until I have the numbers that allow us to see what the financial impact is.
Yeah. Good. That's all we're suggesting right now. Nia?
Yeah. I just have a question. So I know there are maybe one or two people have been around for a long time, like 20 years. So we're saying if you're around 20 years, the maximum would be 5 weeks?
That's correct.
Morally, I have an issue with that.
That might be a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe we could ask for it to be...
Margaret, can I get on the stack?
Oh, sure. Margaret, go ahead.
Yeah, I happen to agree with Nia on this one. I mean, I'm not quite sure that there's anything that, you know, we can do about it given the fiscal crisis that's facing the foundation. And I must say that the board should have really taken the issue of severance more seriously and included it in the budget considerations. I know several of us raised it at the time. That we were looking at budgets and the board chose, you know, not to basically deal with it, or to deal with it in another way and just, I guess, hope the money appears from somewhere. But, you know, I would be for doing a financial assessment that would also include a longer time for the employees who have been there, for a long time. Because if you've been, you know, KPF, the Pacifica for 18 years or whatever, you know, the idea that you're basically going to be laid off with 5 weeks severance, you know, really does seem a bit punitive to me. Although I understand that we might, that might be the best we can do given the fiscal situation, but perhaps we could, you know, look at, you know, what it would be for those long-term employees, you know, looking at something like, you know, 3 months perhaps.
This is Doc.
Okay. I'll go after Evelyn.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes. You know, I agree with Margaret that the board should have taken this a more rapid action. But I was under the impression that we had asked the CFO to give us a financial, some numbers in terms of what severance would look like. I did that when we were talking about the budget, that we would ask the CFO to run some numbers on what the severance would look like based on what the layoffs were that we voted for. And so I'm really disturbed that we haven't gotten, you know, a run on that. Maybe I misunderstood also. Maybe we didn't request it. But I really thought that part of the discussion was to get a financial impact of what the severance would look like based on what we were considering in terms of layoffs. So I think it's something that we really need to get on top of right away and not, you know, and have something to take to the PNB for our next PNB meeting.
Yeah, we did request that the executive director do this, but that was about 2 weeks before her final day, and it looks like
it
never happened.
So it just didn't happen.
Yeah, and it, you know, probably was just misdirected. So, but I don't see any reason why this committee couldn't request it of the CFO, because obviously the board wants to take it up Sunday, and it's inevitable that there will be a request for financial impact before we can decide on a policy. It doesn't seem to
make I agree, and I'm sorry, I'm cross-talking, but I think in order for us to make any decision on Sunday, we are really going to need to look at some numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. We can't.
I'm wondering if we could request an impact for each of the two scenarios, 1 week per year, 1 day per month, with and without a 5 week cap, because it's, you know, it's pretty hard to gauge what the distinction would be.
Right.
Does that sound agreeable to folks?
Yeah, this is Nia Jack. That's what I was going to say. See, you took some of the words right out of my mouth. To have the impact statement show exactly that, and also which you just realized that the handoff from the prior ED to the CFO doesn't sound like it was done to me, and that information was requested from the former executive director. Right. Also, I've had to deal with this. It doesn't have to be paid in a lump sum, because I know, you guys know, when it comes to the money, how I am with the money. We don't have the money. But sometimes you can work something out with the former staff members that you paid over time. But I really have to say that I really think that if the people that are here for 15, 20 years, to give them 5 weeks. If we could do it over time, is to get them a little bit more, because times are really hard.
I agree. I think that's right.
You're not going to be able to find a job. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I really do.
And we have 5 minutes left, Chair.
Okay. I've typed up a motion here. The Personnel Committee respectfully requests that the CFO provide a financial impact report for each of the two severance scenarios with and without a five-week cap. And then I can copy out the two scenarios that I read.
I second.
Okay. Is there, do you need to hear the scenarios again? Can we just go ahead and vote?
We can vote.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion's approved, and I will get this to the CFO tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Now, that brings us to the conclusion of our open session. Thanks, everyone who's been listening. I'm going to ask Otis, if you're there, Otis. Oh, yeah. Could you take first, thank you very much for your gracious assistance. And could you take us off the stream, please?